idea of what you would call stuff that you could make with the meat from a hog's head?
The tamales.
Oh, really?
And they have a name for what they make with the hog's head. Souse?
Souse, yeah. Have you ever heard that stuff called, maybe in addition to souse, something like head cheese or hog's
head
cheese?
Yeah, hog's head cheese.
Hog's head cheese.
That would be sort of the Anglo sort of what the same way that the Mexican Americans treat it to make tamales.
Or what about a type of dish that might be prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Do you have any idea? Are you familiar with anything like that?
What do they call it? If it's made with chicken, they call it liver sausage. Usually, I don't know, what do they call it with the hog?
Well, liver sausage, you ever heard called liver pudding or
something
like that?
Yeah.
Would you say that for me?
Liver pudding.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of people making any type of dish that had hog's blood in?
No, I haven't.
Ever heard anything like blood pudding?
I have heard of blood pudding.
As far as you know, is that ever done in your area?
Not very much, no.
Or say something that might be made by taking the juice from the head cheese and mixing it up with some cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cooking it that way. You ever heard of anything like that?
No.
Or scrapple, does that mean anything to you?
I've heard the word, but it doesn't mean scrapple.
Yeah, scrapple. Or say, you know, thick sour milk that women might keep around the kitchen.
Clabber.
That would be clabber. What do you make out of that?
I don't know. I've just seen cottage cheese sometimes.
Yeah. Or say, you know, used to before much pasteurizing the milk was going on, what would you say you did to the milk to get some of the impurities out of it?
Before pasteurization.
You know, just pour it through a fine wire mesh, you just call yourself, you say...
Strain.
Yes. Ever heard of any type of dish, usually a dessert, that you might make with fruit, either apples or peaches, something like that, make it in a deep dish with a nice thick crust on top?
A cobbler?
That would be a cobbler. Is there a difference between a cobbler and a pie?
Yes. A cobbler doesn't have to have a bottom, and it's thick. Its crust is thicker.
Yeah.
If it has a top or a bottom, it's thicker than a pie,
right.
And more liquid usually.
Mm. We're talking about somebody who has a real good appetite. You'd say, "Oh, so and so really likes to put away his
food."
Any other terms that you've heard people use?
Vittles.
Or say, do you have something like a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding? What would you call that?
Syrup?
Syrup.
No, that's not what I said. Over a pudding.
Or maybe something like a milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie.
Topping?
Topping. Or... you ever had eaten much gingerbread, something like that, the stuff, you know, that's poured on that? What would you call that?
I don't know.
Would you ever call it a dip or a sauce, something like
that? Yeah, sauce.
A sauce. Let's see. Or say food that you eat between meals, you'd say you were having a...
snack.
And you say you, talking about your meals, your meal.
Eat.
Yeah, and the past of that would be I
ate
and I
eaten.